If you or your loved one have some aches and pains setting in, or an injury that needs support to heal, consider topping up your body with Kane's Dear Velvet. It's packed full of amazing nutrients that the body uses in maintaining the immune system, bones, joints, circulation, and general well-being. Find out more at www.canesdearvelvet.com and use the code STAGRAW252 for an introductory 20% discount at checkout. G'day and welcome to another episode of the 200 Club, The Seeker. This one, famous name, Glenn McRae, Sparrowhawk Range, 1996. This is a 4x4, 31 and 6 by 31 and 4 eighths, and a 30-inch spread. The span is 22 and 5 eighths. The beams, they are 4 and 4 by 4 and 5, and the coronets are 7 and 4 by 8. Some juicy brow tines, 10 and 6 by 10 and 5. The trays are 6 and 1 eighth by 6 and 5. The inner top is 10 and 3 on the left-hand side and by 8 and 5 on the right. And then the outer tops, they are 11 by 12 and 4 eighths. The total for Glenn McRae's trophy from 1996 is 212 and 3 eighths. This fine trophy was secured on April Fool's Day, 1996, following 1.5 days heavy rainfall at the southern end of the Sparrowhawk Range. The party of sportsmen had been following up the roaring of a red deer stag, which they had heard continuously throughout the previous night. The area was lush, green grass under a canopy of kanaka, and on sighting their quarry, realized a shot was not possible in the circumstances. So all sat down to watch and patiently await developments. All of a sudden, a seeker stag was heard to call just ahead of where they were seated. McRae and his companions let out a few grunting sounds in reply. The next minute, a seeker stag galloped out over cover and took off down the gully towards where they were seated. McRae managed to get off a shot at him as he galloped past them to the left. The 130-grain 270 projectile found its mark, passing through his jaw but emerging behind the neck. It was, however, sufficient to secure McRae a wonderful trophy, the stag collapsing in some cover at the edge of the gully. A recent international publication, unfortunately styled Seeker Deer, includes an illustration of this attractive trophy in the New Zealand section. As already stated, one should not add deer to the word seeker, as the name is derived from the Japanese word of seeker, shika, and it is not necessary to repeat the word twice, regardless of the difference in language. I love Banwell's sort of preciseness for nomenclature. And I guess that sort of holds true when he's often talking about things from a species perspective, subspecies perspective. And that's what these books are all about, going through all of the differences, appreciating the deer for what they are. And I suppose some people can take that the wrong way because, you know, you don't know what you don't know. But that's where reading some of these books is super valuable in understanding your quarry and what it is that you're looking for and how to appreciate a trophy and a good deer. So, yeah, that's Bruce Banwell. I happen to like that about him in these books. Next, we've got Clifford F. Marshall from Hātepe Stream, the Kaimanawa Ranges, 1954. Make sure you're joining us. Make sure you're following. Saw those followers on Spotify crack the 900. Thank you so much. Remember to slap the 5 stars there on the home screen of the Stagrel podcast. It takes you 2 seconds, and it's helping us to get out to more ears. I've noticed that the listeners are becoming more steady. We had quite a lot of roller coaster as we'd sort of publish an episode, and now we're sort of holding true and starting to climb on those average listens. So thank you all so much, and yeah, be in touch. Check us out on Rhino Connor NZ or Stag Ryan, where we publish the images of these trophies. Of course, if you're watching on YouTube or you're on Spotify, you'll be seeing this head right there. It's been good. Cheers. We'll catch you next time on the 200 Club. This episode of the Big Game Records, it's number one, The Seeker, Volume 1, New Zealand Big Game Records Series, written and compiled for the New Zealand Deerstalkers Association Incorporated, written by D. Bruce Banwell. published by Halcyon Press, a division of Halcyon Publishing Limited, PO Box 360, Auckland, New Zealand. The copyright is 1999 D.B. Banwell, updated edition 2009, first published 1999, all rights reserved. If you or your loved one have some aches and pains setting in, or an injury that needs support to heal, consider topping up your body with Kane's Deer Velvet. It's packed full of amazing nutrients that the body uses in maintaining the immune system, bones, joints, circulation, and general well-being. Find out more at www.canesdeervelvet.com and use the code STAGRAW252 for an introductory 20% discount at checkout. G'day and welcome to another episode of the 200 Club, The Seeker. This one, famous name, Glenn McRae, Sparrowhawk Range, 1996. This is a 4x4, 31 6 by 31 4/8, and a 30-inch spread. The span is 22 5/8. The beams, they are 4x4 by 4x5, and the coronets are 7 4x8. Some juicy brow tines, 10 6 by 10 5. The trays are 6 1/8 by 6 5. The inner top is 10 3 on the left-hand side, and by 8 5 on the right. And then the outer tops, they are 11 by 12 4/8. The total for Glenn McRae's trophy from 1996 is 212 3/8. This fine trophy was secured on April Fool's Day, 1996, following 1.5 days heavy rainfall at the southern end of the Sparrowhawk Range. The party of sportsmen had been following up the roaring of a red deer stag, which they had heard continuously throughout the previous night. The area was lush, green grass under a canopy of kanaka, and on sighting their quarry, realized a shot was not possible in the circumstances. So all sat down to watch and patiently await developments. All of a sudden, a seeker stag was heard to call just ahead of where they were seated. McRae and his companions let out a few grunting sounds in reply. The next minute, a seeker stag galloped out over cover and took off down the gully towards where they were seated. McRae managed to get off a shot at him as he galloped past them to the left. The 130-grain 270 projectile found its mark, passing through his jaw but emerging behind the neck. It was, however, sufficient to secure McRae a wonderful trophy, the stag collapsing in some cover at the edge of the gully. A recent international publication, unfortunately styled Seeker Deer, includes an illustration of this attractive trophy in the New Zealand section. As already stated, one should not add deer to the word seeker, as the name is derived from the Japanese word of seeker, shika, and it is not necessary to repeat the word twice, regardless of the difference in language. I love Banwell's sort of preciseness for nomenclature. And I guess that sort of holds true when he's often talking about things from a species perspective, subspecies perspective. And that's what these books are all about, going through all of the differences, appreciating the deer for what they are. And I suppose some people can take that the wrong way because, you know, you don't know what you don't know. But that's where reading some of these books is super valuable in understanding your quarry and what it is that you're looking for and how to appreciate a trophy and a good deer. So, yeah, that's Bruce Banwell. I happen to like that about him in these books. Next, we've got Clifford F. Marshall from Hartepe Stream, the Kaimanawa Rangers, 1954. Make sure you're joining us. Make sure you're following. Saw those followers on Spotify crack the 900. Thank you so much. Remember to slap the 5 stars there on the home screen of the Stagrel podcast. It takes you 2 seconds. And it's helping us to get out to more ears. I've noticed that the listeners are becoming more steady. We had quite a lot of roller coaster as we'd sort of publish an episode. And now we're sort of holding true and starting to climb on those average listens. So thank you all so much. And yeah, be in touch. Check us out on Rhino Connor NZ or Stag Rhino, where we publish the images of these trophies. Of course, if you're watching on YouTube or you're on Spotify, you'll be seeing this head right there. It's been good. Cheers. We'll catch you next time on the 200 Club. This episode of the Big Game Records, it's Number one, The Seeker, Volume 1. New Zealand Big Game Record Series, written and compiled for the New Zealand Deerstalkers Association Incorporated, written by D. Bruce Banwell. Published by Halcyon Press, a division of Halcyon Publishing Limited, PO Box 360, Auckland, New Zealand. The copyright is 1999, D.B. Banwell, updated edition 2009, first published 1999, all rights reserved.